This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. has reimposed sanctions lifted as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, with President Donald Trump warning in a tweet that anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert called on Tehran to reach a broader deal that will address what she called its destabilizing behavior.
The United States is willing to engage in talks with the Iranian regime, but we're looking for a commitment that they're willing to make fundamental changes in their behavior. Iran will need to think seriously about the consequences of its behavior and the consequences that it's having on its country and especially on the Iranian people, and they should choose to correct their course of action going forward.
This first phase of sanctions targets the purchase of dollars, metals trading, coal, industrial software, and the auto sector. The second will deal with Iran's energy trading, those to be imposed November 5th. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, an ally and neighbor of Iran, said he opposes the sanctions, but will abide by them to protect Iraq's interests. Cecile Shea of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs said China is among the big winners in this dispute,
because they're going to have a steadier access to Iran's oil. And, of course, China uses a lot of imported oil to maintain its economy.
The other winners, she said, are Russia and Iran's hardliners. Kenya and Tanzania Tuesday observed the 20th anniversary of the al-Qaeda deadly bombings at the U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam. More than 250 were killed, nearly 5,000 wounded. Robert Godek is the U.S. ambassador to Kenya.
On the 20th anniversary of the attacks here in Nairobi and in Dar es Salaam, we say clearly and loudly that although we have suffered, we are not deep.
Deputy U.S. Secretary of State John Sullivan said al-Qaeda failed in its mission to undermine U.S. values. This is VOA News. The U.S. says while it's up to Canada and Saudi Arabia to settle their diplomatic spat, Washington is seeking more information about the detention of rights activists in the Saudi kingdom. Again, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We have had conversations with them about this as it pertains to Canada, but we would encourage both governments to work out their issues together. It's a diplomatic issue. Saudi Arabia and Canada can certainly stand to work it out together. We would encourage the government of Saudi Arabia overall to address and respect due process and also publicize information on some of its legal cases.
The row began after Ottawa called on Saudi authorities to release several detained women's rights campaigners. Riyadh responded by declaring the Canadian ambassador persona non grata and cutting off new trade and investment. Iván Duque was sworn in Tuesday as Colombia's president, pledging to unite a divided nation and toughen a 2016 peace agreement with Marxist rebels that ended the Western Hemisphere's longest-running conflict.
Hoy, Colombia enfrenta enormes retos.
At his swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Duque acknowledged the many challenges facing the South American nation, including a weak economy, gang violence, and the illicit drug trade. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday gave his backing to creation of a space-focused military command, perhaps a new combatant command for space.
Absolutely. We need to address space as a developing warfighting domain, and a combatant command is certainly one thing that we can establish. This is a process we're in. We are in complete alignment with the president's concern about protecting our assets in space.
President Donald Trump in June ordered creation of a space force, a sixth branch of the military. The Pentagon expected to issue a report on the matter in coming days. Nigeria's acting president fired the head of the intelligence service after security service personnel staged what's described as a brief takeover of parliament building. Lawmakers were on a two-month recess at the time. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, filling in for the vacationing President Muhammadu Buhari, called the unauthorized takeover a gross violation of the constitutional order. The European Union and U.S. have condemned violent attacks targeting the opposition in Zimbabwe in the wake of last week's election won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Six people were killed in opposition protests. China's exports surged in July despite the imposition of U.S. tariffs. The Trump administration said the second installment of $50 billion, with a 25% penalty on Chinese imports, will go into effect August 23rd. In a special congressional election Tuesday, Republican Troy Balderson in Ohio claimed victory while holding a narrow lead over his Democrat opponent, Danny O'Connor, heading into crucial midterm elections in November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.